Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. I have talked about his ministry and what he is bringing to everyone's attention and how critical it is. As a matter of fact, I used to call Elijah Cummings before he passed. I used to call his office, and I would get the young intern on, and I did this a lot around the times when they were fighting about budget things. And then I would say to him, are you aware that your boss is voting for killing babies? And they would say, what? What are you talking about? And I would say, well, your boss votes to fund abortion, and you can learn more. Have you ever heard of blackgenocide.org? Well, no, I've never heard of that. Sir, I would strongly recommend that you go to the website, blackgenocide.org. There is all the evidence that you need there by Reverend Childress, and you need to go and check it out. And then I would give him a few of the details that are on the site. And they would kind of go, oh, okay. And I'd say, thank you, God bless you. And then I'd hang up. But Reverend, I used to do that regularly, probably about every couple of months. I would call and try to get a new intern on the phone and then talk to them about. And it was funny, because I would generally get a new intern. Now, I'm not suggesting that there was a turnover because of my phone calls, but it's certainly possible, because I never got the same guy twice.
Yeah, it's certainly possible. This generation is certainly picking up the ball and really keeping it on the front line, and I'm happy about that, and I'm looking for more, of course, African-American young people to do the same. And I think, unquestionably, we're in a season where that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's something. Well, let's talk a bit about, because we've got another huge budget that they're talking about, and of course, obviously, one of the things they're not talking about is the funding of these abortion clinics that predominantly sit in black neighborhoods. There's really, Reverend, I guess three or four different things that I really want to, you know, have you comment on today. One of them is that, and the funding of these abortion mills. One of them is, you know, the continued promotion by the NBA and the NFL of this idea of America is a systemically terrible, racist country. Yet they're sitting on approximately $7 billion annually that they have control of, that literally overnight, in my opinion, they could change the neighborhoods that they claim to be concerned about, put dads back in homes, put drug dealers, the drug dealers, which is predominantly a lot of the people that they put on pedestals, put those people away, okay? Clean up those neighborhoods, start education programs, you know, give hope to an urban community, right? Instead of driving this, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. No, that's quite all right, because it's all coming from the Marxist Democrat Party, and your listeners need to understand that party has been consumed and taken over. This is the agenda. It is social engineering on every scale, mentally, physiologically, with the eugenic practices, such leading the way as abortion. That's in the platform. Abortion is in the platform, and they recognize it as a vital part of their power grab. Now, Bask NBA, you said it quite admirably, that the fact of the matter is, I didn't know it was that high. I would imagine it'd be about five, possibly, but, you know, $7 billion. It's obvious that the heads, not the players so much, well, of course, they pick out some of the players, such as LeBron James, and I want to say publicly, he has disgraced himself, his integrity, and everything that he should be standing for by backing that agenda, whether it be with the human rights issue in China and not calling it out, but also on, once again, the eugenic practices, even when it comes down to the vaccine. But the monies, thank God for the states that are attempting with great governors to deplatform and also defund Planned Parenthood, getting them out of the schools. But it's sad when the NBA, as you stated, most, I think 85-90%, which are African American, are allowing themselves to be used as puppets to manipulate the society in this mentality. It's just like school choice. Here in New Jersey, 32,000 per student. They say it's 24. It's not the case. It's 32. We did a audit on it. Dan Gaby's school excellence. $32,000 per child. Hardly any of that gets to the child. Okay, and that is the problem. That's why public schools are, until there's a revolt, are here to stay, because it's a cash cow for the agenda, the Marxist Democrat agenda, wherever it is. So yeah. My point is, we could supply those schools. St. Benedict's cost $12,000. St. Mary's cost $8,000.
You're talking per student, or
yes,
okay,
yes.
And of
yes,
course, if we have
yes,
school choice, then that 32,000 gets shifted out of public school into private school, which is a good start. But something else,
that's
too.
That's the only way you can change it.
Well,
the
something
only
el-
way
yeah.
you can yeah, change yeah. it for the system.
Well, something else, too, that right. I think is important to understand relative to this is the fact that when you drop your child at school, under almost every state law, the school becomes guardian of your child. You are literally, because think about it, right? If you go into a school and you want to get your kid out, you can't just walk up to the school, to the classroom, and say, you know, hey Johnny, you know, or Susie or what have you, you know, let's go and grab their things and leave. No, you've got to go through the office. You've got to sign a permission slip. You've got to get that permission slip approved and signed generally by the vice principal or the principal, whoever the authority is that's on campus. And they give permission for you to take your child out of school. Reverend, that is completely unbiblical to start with, but it should be abhorrent to every parent out there that when you drop your child off at the sidewalk, that the school literally now owns your kid and they can do whatever they want. And you know, this was a thing that Michael Ferris found in the 1980s when he represented a family whose son didn't come home from school because of the parents' religious convictions, and the parents took the child to church on Sunday and Wednesday night, and the kid complained to his homeschool teacher, and the homeschool teacher called CPS, and they took the child into custody and didn't even call the parents.
I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah.
Well,
in the state of Washington.
I didn't hear that, but it's not surprising simply because of the way, look at it. Look at the governor, I think, of Virginia, McAuliffe.
Oh,
you know, we don't want parents telling the school what to teach their children. Every parent in this country, why hasn't that woken you up? This darkness in the land is despicable. We have to stand. That is just basically, it was a Freudian slip, whatever. It is certainly the mindset, the
yes.
ethos of the public school system,
yes.
but the system. We are right now in a war. It's not a conventional war that we understand war to be, but this is a complete coup, as far as I'm concerned. And the school system, parents, you say, well, what can I do? Parents can invade the PTAs. Now, that's beginning to happen. It's so outrageous and obnoxious. But that is the hope of America, parents taking, you hit a very extremely key issue. Parents taking back charge of their children.
Look what they've done, Reverend, in the black community, and they're doing, and that's where they started. But think about this: how many young black children were raised by a grandma instead of mom and dad? Right? Think about it. Think of it skips the generations. Folks, that was intentional. It was their intent. They either wanted them, they wanted dad out of the house, so they offered welfare checks in order to force dad out of the house so that mom became dependent on that welfare check, or they pushed drugs into the neighborhood in order and gave the drug dealers free rein so that they could get both parents hooked on it, either as sellers or buyers or users. And the children became abandoned to the street. And the music's come up, Reverend, but I would really love to hear your thoughts. We're going to have, when we come back, about 7 minutes. Thereabouts, 5 to 7 minutes. And I would really love to get your thoughts, with regards to that. Before we get to that, you're going to hear something, if you've never listened before, called I Believe. And it is really my doxology of what I believe, why I'm doing what I'm doing. What is the purpose of Young Generation? Why do we get into political things and mix in God because it's His kingdom? Back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a 2-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
If you'll hear Protestants say, what's the difference between you and Roman Catholics? A Protestant will typically say, we believe that justification is by faith. The Catholic says it's by works. We believe it's by grace. The Catholics say it's by merit. We believe it's by Christ. They believe it is through your own self-righteousness. That's a terrible slander against Rome, because Rome always had said that justification requires faith and the grace of God and the work of Jesus Christ. Where the dispute became so serious was over that little word alone, because the formula for Rome was that you have to have faith plus works, Christ plus righteousness in yourself.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My special guest, Reverend Clenard Childress, Jr., blackgenocide.org. blackgenocide.org, and I really encourage you to look that up. Share it with friends. It's so critically important that we do that. And we were talking, Reverend, before we went into the break, you know, about that assault that is happening on families and how they have, you know, gone after you know, obviously they went after black families, but they've gone after all families now. They honed their program, as it were, on black families, but the reality is they're going after everybody. I remember when my wife and I were having some challenges way back in the late 80s or early 90s, about 1990. Our church said, go and you should get a little help while you're getting back on your feet. And we had two small children, my eldest two. And they said, well, if you will divorce, if you'll get a divorce, they told my wife, leave your husband. If you leave your husband, we'll give you free housing. We'll give you cash aid. We'll give you food. We'll provide everything you need, but you got to leave your husband. This was in California.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised to hear it. I've heard it many times, and certainly the antidote was that to that was the church and the values of the church of hard work and being the head, the man being the head of the home and the woman being called alongside to raise a family together. My parents came from Columbia, Tennessee. They were sixth grade education for my mom, fifth grade education for my dad. They came up and was offered that, and because of their faith and their upbringing, the church refused it. It was with great disdain. They thought they were embarrassed. They'd be embarrassed to take it. But that was because of their faith. And so they basically had to be, the society had to be worn down to find this to be acceptable. Originally, the faith component did not allow them to take handouts. Work was the route that one should take. Mm-hmm. And it became deliberate. It is systemic. You need a large portion of society to have a victim mentality in order for Marxism and socialism to work. And that victim mentality then, as you've already given note, widens. Okay? And the element of it is that people are dependent. You need the government. Ronald Reagan basically wanted less government, okay? Mm-hmm. And realizing most of the problems of the country, he said, were stemming from the government decisions that were basically taking away the rights and freedom and the creativity of its people. That's why the public school system perpetuates the very thing that we don't want, and that's why they hate charter schools, because you allow the teachers to be more creative and step outside of the system of the public schools. It is a part of the problem. 85% in the inner city of African-American children do not have two parents, and right. Nationwide it's something like 75%. I forgot what the national, but as you said, the sacred institution of family. There's the sanctity of life,
right?
And then the sanctity of family. Both of those, through abortion, through social engineering, through marriage issue, and they had to break down the, believe it or not, the hip hop community, which they did, to allow the same-sex marriage and breaking down definition of marriage.
When they started it with promiscuity, right? They started the hip it by using explicit promiscuity, and then that made the transition into the perversion of the homosexual acts and so on a lot easier, as far as the progression was concerned. To my opinion, and I was a holy hip. By the way, I was the very first holy hip hop radio show to break on secular radio back in 2002. Very first one.
Oh well, that 2002. That's basically about the time you needed maybe that they did the surge.
Yeah.
Around them because they had to basically introduce and glorify homosexuality in order for the same sex marriage, the LGBT agenda to move forward. Their greatest deterrent was the black pastor who folded and the hip hop gangster. You were around the gangster time, just about.
Absolutely. Gangster, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Who basically, you were ostracized if you even went, it looked like you were going in that direction.
I had Mac 10. Okay. I did an interview with Mac 10 on my program when he released his song Karma. And we talked about him because he says in that song about going to church every Sunday. And we talked about that, about him going to church, about the impact of Mr. Sanders, you know, and so on. I want to get this in real quick before we go, too. And then you can chew on this for a month and think about it and we'll come back. But, okay. But no, but here's the thing. I also believe, relative to the public school system, that the introduction and the forced belief of evolution, and because you mentioned about one of those pillars is being recognizing the sanctity of life. Well, where does sanctity of life come from? It comes from God. So if we take away the idea that we were created, intricately created, made and created by a living God, and we move to accepting the concept that, oh, no, we just evolved. It's all about evolution. Now, now we take away the concept of the value of life, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why in New York, when they pass a law that says they can kill a live baby 3-4 days after the baby is born, they can murder that baby with no legal consequences. That's why they can do that, brother. That's why they can do that. And they clapped. They cheered for the murder of an innocent child. So,
legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to run out of time here, but I'd love to, and we'll make it, try to make a note of this, and both of us will try to remember, but I really believe too that that concept of evolution, and you know, nobody likes to talk about this, but they used that same evolution concept to foment their all of their racist ideas as well.
Yeah.
And that all germinated, ladies and gentlemen, in the Democratic Party. And it's the same Democratic Party that is forcing and that is the racist party today. Blackgenocide.org.
No question about it.
Yep, blackgenocide.org. You got to get to the website.